Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
We did some antiquing this past weekend, which I do enjoy from time to time. Now, I don't mean to sound like the people that antique, they buy furniture, heirlooms, these sort of things. I really like to go and look at old records.
Yeah.
Sometimes they got posters, rotary telephones, those kind of, you know, those little curiosities, those sort of things.
Sure.
And rarely do I even buy anything.
Yeah.
But
you,
now,
you have a lot of likes, a lot of things you want to buy, but you don't necessarily.
But there's sometimes you see something, you go, I got to have this.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's other times, the majority of it, you just say, well, I don't need to spend $120 on it. If it was $10, maybe I would pick it up, right? There's some weird stuff we have to see there. They had a Justin Bieber autograph. It was like a headshot of him from when he was still a little kid. It's kind of funny that this
Which is what, like 10 years ago?
It might be a little longer than that now. And this is kind of funny that there he is. He ends up in a antique store.
Yeah.
And sometimes you see movies on DVD and people put those kind of things up there and you think, man, this is so sad. Just a few years ago, the people put all their time and their effort into making this thing. You know, here it is buried on the bottom of an antique shelf underneath some old vases, you know?
It is. It was actually fun to go and see. Some of the stores, you can tell people have their own booths. And there was one where you could tell this woman was dressed to the nines every time she went out. It's kind of fun to see a little.
Oh, yeah. The lady that had the mink coats.
Oh, yeah. She had
leather jackets.
And she had sequin dresses. And she had beautiful shoes and jewelry. And you could just tell that this woman was someone who really took care of her. It's fun to see like a little
Don't
bit
talk
of
about her in
life.
The past tense. You don't know that she's dead. It might just be that she was selling her stuff.
I don't know that, but it's just, I'm just saying, I don't know who it was, but it's kind of fun to get a look into someone else's life just by seeing the junk that they had in their house.
I thought the Bieber thing was strange because first of all, this person took the time to print out a picture. And again, this is when Bieber was a little kid, like 10, 11 years old, it looked like. And then it's autographed in pen. So it looks like they printed this out and brought it to a show and he signed it.
Yes.
Or whatever the deal was.
And framed it.
But there was nothing else that had anything. There was nothing else like that. There was no other pop culture stuff. The rest of it were little glass figurines.
It makes you wonder if it was a gift and they were like, I don't know who this is or what I'm doing.
It was the strangest thing. In the midst of all these antiques, there's a picture of Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning. 107.1 The Boss at 99.7 The Boss app. 107.1TheBoss.com. Welcome to Tuesday morning, March the 8th. 2022. Got another busy day ahead of us today. Yesterday, right after 10 a.m., big announcement for Kevin Hart, Chris Rock tickets.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing two big shows in the area, one of them at the Prudential Center. We'll have your pick a ticket, pick the show you want to go see coming up after 9 o'clock, 7:20 in the coffee break. Another one of these limited edition collector's mugs with a Dunkin' gift card inside. Get the Robbie and Rochelle logo from Dunkin'.
Yes.
You get a chance to win those. We'll do a he said.
She said.
At 7:50, 7:29:20, hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Talk gas prices, Batman. It's going to be a big broadcast today. I was just looking at the ratings for this past weekend. I know we were talking about how ratings for everything, like the Olympics, everything seems to be down for television, at least live TV. I know sometimes people watch these things on YouTube afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday Night Live this past weekend had one of their lowest rated episodes to date.
Really?
With Oscar Isaac from Dune.
Okay.
A couple other things. He's in a bunch of the Avengers movies, those sort of things.
And Charlie XEX, is that
a pop singer.
Is it XEX?
I think it's XCX.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like a Taylor Swift wannabe.
Yeah.
Well, we saw the show, and you know, it's okay, but you always see people, especially people who grew up in a different era, everybody thinks that era was the best era of the show. You know?
Oh,
so,
sure.
So like if you grew up with the OG, with Chevy Chase, you probably think he's the best. You grew up with David Spade, you think, or Adam Sandler.
Right,
or Will Ferrell, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I try to keep an open mind, and I've been watching the show for years and years, right?
Right.
I got to say, that was a majorly unfunny episode this past week.
Yeah.
And it made me feel good, and I'll tell you why, is because you figure they got a cast of people who are talented comedians, improv people, they got producers, they got 12 writers millions of dollars in budget, and this is the best thing to come up. Makes me feel better about the fact that we're able to pull something on every single day when they get all these resources and like, that's the best you can come up with?
It was a weird episode. I feel like a few weeks ago was really funny.
Like,
and
what
then,
are you smoking to come up with some of these bits? This is not funny.
Yeah, they had one skit where there was a girl who had like, I don't know.
Talking meatballs growing out of her
neck.
They
were supposed to be meatballs, but they looked like boils or something with a face. And it was so, we happened to watch it the next day
in the morning.
And listen,
just because something isn't necessarily my sense of humor. Like, I know there are people who just think Woody Allen walks on water. Like, he was a genius, right? I never got the Woody Allen thing. But I can appreciate what's funny about his movies,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Same thing, like, I know you are not a huge Eddie Murphy fan. I love Eddie Murphy.
I don't know why you say that. I did not like one of his movies. I think Eddie Murphy's very funny.
But my point is, I can appreciate all different kinds of comedy. So I think I'm being objective here.
Yeah.
It was just, I can't believe how many people and how much money goes into making that show, and it was this lame,
you
know?
It was lame, and it was a weird episode. It, like you said, it kind of looked like somebody else. It was a different show.
Yeah,
almost.
Like they brought in new people, and it was their first time ever.
Very strange.
Like they landed.
Yeah. It was very,
they
very
landed
strange.
At 30 Rock to do SNL, so that was kind of a crazy thing. But I guess we weren't the only people who felt that way, because the ratings reflected it. So,
well, the ratings would come out. That would just prove, wouldn't that prove that the one the week before was bad, or they didn't like that one because they chose not to watch it again this week? Or does that mean that they started watching
it,
or they turned it off?
I have no idea. Just as far as how many people watched it live this past Saturday night. That's all I'm saying.
But they wouldn't know it was bad unless they were watching it. So the ratings are not necessarily reflective of how terrible the episode was.
Well, you know, I never thought of it that way. And it doesn't show people who watch clips, and it doesn't show people who watch it on demand on their video on demand thing. Or
it's just if you watch it live.
Or on one of the apps. So speaking of that, by the way, NBC has announced they are pulling all of their programming off of Hulu. So if you get the Hulu thing to watch, I know a lot of people cut the cord, then they watch all the network shows, all the regular TV shows on their streaming apps.
Mm-hmm.
And Hulu's the big one that, you know, Netflix is not a TV channel. It's just Netflix, right?
Right.
But if you want the NBC or CBS, whatever, they all got their own apps. They're all pulling their stuff. NBC says you can't get it, any of the next day programming on Hulu as of September.
Peacock.
You got to go to their app, Peacock. And then CBS has got the Paramount one. So all their shows are on there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because if you notice, you already can't get the CBS shows on Hulu. And now ABC is the last one standing. But then they've got Disney. So I wonder, because they're owned by Disney.
Right.
So I wonder if they then move all the ABC stuff like The Bachelor over to the Disney app.
This is getting ridiculous. I was really happy when we first cut the cord. It was easy. There was three different things. You just, now, the cost of having all of these streaming.
It's probably more than cable.
Yes. And then I got to go to 12 different apps to find what I want to watch. Like, this is just getting outrageous. I don't want to do it anymore.
I wish that somebody, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, one of these rich guys would come up with just a hub and just tell me what that costs.
Yeah.
Just like cable used to be.
Right.
Or
it's
still is, I guess.
Cable.
Right.
That's what the hub
I know,
is. But
give me that thing with all of these
the
things
Hulu,
included. So
yeah.
What is the fee for me to get all of these services in one? Just like when
I
you got cable.
I just want to pay $100 and have them all.
I know it costs $7,000 a month to have cable, but I got 500 channels. I got on demand. I got all the I got the movies. I got it all. So to get Netflix and Amazon and Disney and Peacock and Yabba Dabba Doo, what do I got to pay? Just give me one app and tell me what that costs and let's call it a day.
I'm with you. We should form a change.org or something, because this is just, I can't be downloading all of these.
And by the way, just think about this. If ever you're listening and you're thinking that was stupid, or they're talking too much, or I don't like the song that they just played, at least this shit is free, okay? All you gotta do is hit a button and it's there. It's free. You can listen as long as you want, and we don't charge you a dime.
That's right.
The people selling you gas, food, cable, they're gouging you. You're getting this kind of quality for free.
You're welcome.
God bless America. You can always connect with us on our page, Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning, 1071theboss.com. You can click the event page right there on that website. It happens to be our station website, which would make sense. See, wherever the boss is going to be on tour. You know, we've just officially renamed our street team the Boss Roadies. You know,
oh, we have?
Boss is on tour.
Oh.
Isn't that fun?
That is fun.
I thought that was pretty clever. I like that.
Do they get jackets or something?
Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah, it's outfitted. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of neat?
That's super neat.
I don't know if they're jackets, but they've got little...
It says Roadie on it?
Yeah, Boss Roadie, official staff Boss Roadie.
That's cool.
Because, you know, I think we talked about this yesterday. I had one of those kids come in and was interviewing me for his college paper.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And now he's
do.
A roadie.
now he's
making
a roadie.
His parents
better
proud.
Than being a groupie, isn't it?
That's true.
You can also go to Facebook, send in an event if you got one, especially a charity event you're trying to give back. It's the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. AutoZone and Belmar's hosting a hiring event that's happening today from 9 to 6. Hiring full and part-time with benefits, company discounts, AutoZone.com/careers for all the info. Hey, get in the zone.
I see what you did there.
The Garden State Wedding Expo is happening this Sunday, New Jersey Soccer Center in Somerset. So if you feel like taking a little drive, it's free admission with over 100 vendors, food and cake samplings. Come on. and $2,000 in prizes, including honeymoon giveaways.
Ooh.
Eventbrite.com for all the info. Comedy and Cocktail Night is happening Saturday, March the 12th. That's this Saturday. Harbor Pines Golf Club in Egg Harbor. Doors open at 6. Tickets include a full deluxe Italian buffet, Facciabella.
Wow.
HarborPines.com for the details on that. You do not need to be a member of the golf club to attend.
Okay.
You just need to get tickets for that. And 107.1 The Boss, we can now confirm, will be joining our sister station in the Freehold St. Patty's Day Parade. That's going on this Saturday. And as I mentioned, you can see we're on tour anytime right on the website, 107.1theboss.com. Couple things we thought you needed to know this morning on the old CBB. I got to tell you, I just got to look at myself. And I was feeling this way the last time I looked in the mirror. I just got to look at myself again. I don't know how I'm feeling about my face. As far, well,
what does that mean?
Let me be more specific. I've had a beard now for a couple of years, several years, I guess. It's been a long while. I think our wedding was the last time I shaved, and then it's grown out, and I've kept it to the best I can since then, which is now going on 3 years, right? So I'm just not sure how I feel. I'll tell you why. I want to do a little shout-out here. There's a new business opening in Jackson, Adventure Crossing USA, and they reached out to our company here, and we sent them a little video as a way to say hello and...
Sure. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Welcome to the neighborhood. And if you're ever looking for a place to advertise, you know. But we sent them a little video of you and me here in the studio saying hi, and this is it.
Hi, we're Robbie and Rochelle from 107.1 The Boss. You hear us every morning from 6 to 10. Vito, congratulations on the new place in Jackson. We're very excited about this thing open up. They've got bocce. We ever played bocce together?
I've never played it with you, but I have played it. I'm excited for the laser tag.
You're competitive with everything, so...
I'm just looking at this, my face in this video... And my beard looked awful.
Was it your beard or was it the angle?
Well, the angle wasn't great either. I mean, as I've mentioned before, I'm definitely in my fat Elvis stage.
Well, that's not what I meant. That I just meant...
No, but that is true. That is true. Like, we were watching one of those, you know, those Elvis from Hawaii? We used to do those those live shows where he wore the white jumpsuit with all the bedazzling going on. And he'd be sweating because he got fat and he looked like he was about to drop dead any minute. That's how I look.
He was on heavy drugs.
Well.
You don't look like fat Elvis, but I
terrible.
Also.
But I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, here we are sending this to someone who's new to the community, who's interested in talking to the radio station. And this is what I look like. It was a terrible representation. My beard looked awful.
First of all, we're on the radio, so it doesn't really matter
My point is we get asked to do things like this. And I certainly meet people in day-to-day life, never mind going to events and whatever. And now I feel self-conscious because it's tough enough to go out and do things in public.
Yeah.
You know how they say you just imagine everybody in their underpants or whatever? Yeah. It's tough enough to go up in front of people, and now I got to be worried about what I look like.
I know, but we also get up really early, and so we don't come here looking our best. So when we do have to go out, you take the time and you put your beard balm on and you groom it up a little bit. When we come here, it's just you and I.
Well, I also get spoiled for a while. We were masking every time we went anywhere.
That's true.
So unless we were talking on the mic, we put the mask on, and now you know the mask laws are going away.
I know.
So I'm feeling.
I liked it because it hid my chubby cheeks, and now I feel like I've got to unmask them.
Well, I got the jowl, the Winston Churchill bulldog jowl going on. So that's one of the reasons I thought, as I keep getting older and fatter, that I would go ahead and grow a beard to try and hide it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But if I trim it back at all, it doesn't look thick enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up looking like, you know, like a 14-year-old going through puberty, only on his face.
So what are you saying? You want to shave your beard off?
I don't know what I want to do because I'd like a thick Paul Bunyan, I'd live in the woods kind of beard.
Paul Bunyan.
And when I let it grow a bit, and I do let it thicken up, it'll get thicker for me, but then it looks unkempt. It curls like it just...
Well, you have to take care of it.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
That doesn't just happen. Because you see these
guys in like Mumford and Sons, and they got these perfect beards, you know?
I knew you were going to say. Who's that guy?
Zach Brown Band, you know, the country music guy. He's got that perfect beard. It's got that little bit right on his chin. It's just perfectly shaped. And I go with the little trimmer and try, and it looks terrible. Now I'm also getting white in my beard, too.
Well, we could dye it for you, and it would dye your face, too. So if you had any patches that were missing there, it would just be dark.
I really don't. If I let it grow, that's the thing, is I really don't have any patches. But it looks unkempt, I find myself my face hurts when I'm eating, and I realize that I'm chewing on some of my mustache hair because it grows too long.
Oh my God.
Any man that has a beard, I would think, knows about this.
That's gross.
I got the little brush, I got the beard balm, I got the gel, I got all this stuff going, and it still doesn't look right. So I just don't know what to do.
I wish I could help you more, but I don't have a beard.
I know, but you got hair in other places. I figured you might have some sort of a suggestion for me because I'm at wit's end here.
You're going to have to find another guy to ask.
Right. Everybody's talking about the Batman. Every time a new Batman movie comes out, there's kind of craziness. Batmania goes on.
Yeah.
You're probably too young to remember.
Me?
Don't I sound like a grandpa?
Yeah. Thanks for saying that. Whatever it is, thank you.
And by the way, he's back as Batman this year when the Michael Keaton Batman came out. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was a kid, I'll say this. I'm not old enough to remember the 60s Batman being on the air. That was a little before my time. But the reruns for the Adam West Batman would be on. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I was such a fan of the show when I was a kid. I met him. He came to one of those, I don't know if it was the Comic-Con. I don't think they did those when I was a kid. But it was some sort of event like that where, it must have been a book signing or something like that. And he came to an event, and my parents were nice enough to take me up there. And I got my picture with Adam West.
That's very cool.
And he was very nice.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that's a whole story in and of itself because there was this, there's a little line of people.
Uh-huh.
And I waited my turn patiently. I'm like 6 years old at the time. And there's this little old lady who tried to walk around me.
Uh-oh.
And my mother went, excuse me.
Uh-oh.
Stand over there.
Don't mess with mom.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could have waited an extra couple minutes, but
you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't be cut in front of.
I know he passed away a couple of years ago, but if you ever watched the old Batman, I'm here to tell you that at least for the 40 seconds I got to spend time with him, Adam West could not have been more of a gentleman. He was a super cool guy.
That's very cool.
And on sunglasses, a sport jacket, it was great.
He looked like Batman.
Yeah,
huh?
And then that Michael Keaton movie comes out, and all me and my buddies, I was still in school at the time, but it was just a huge deal.
Yeah.
People went nuts for Christian Bale.
Sure.
Mixed reaction for Ben Affleck. And we were talking about it just last week that people were going, what, now there's another one?
Yeah.
What's the vampire kid? What's his name?
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Goulet, is it?
Robert Pattinson. And he's been in a lot more than just Twilight, just so you know.
Well, that's all I know him from.
Okay.
But man, I got to quit my joking around. The Batman crushed the weekend box office. It made $128.5 million just in the U.S., just in its first 3 days.
Mm.
It's now the second largest opening since COVID started. Right behind Spider-Man. So that's kind of cool. You got Spider-Man versus Batman.
Yeah.
The total, if you count the money it made overseas just in its first 3 days, is close to $250 million, a quarter of a billion.
Now,
hasn't even been out a week yet.
You're really into YouTube and looking at the trailers, and I've seen a couple of them, but what are the reviews that you have seen from people that because we haven't gone to see it yet, and I really do want to see it. And I know you are feeling a little mixed about it because it is.
Well, first of all,
darker.
I don't know if I like the kid. I don't know if I see it. And then, you know, he might be fine.
Okay.
I don't know, but I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Okay.
I wasn't crazy about Ben Affleck either. I thought Christian Bale was phenomenal.
Yeah,
so I just don't know.
Was great, but I see him as a psycho murder killer.
Oh, the American Psycho.
Yes. So, but he still did a great job, and I still like those movies a lot. So I think that you can appreciate it. I'm just wondering if you've seen the new Batman, what the reviews have
been,
because critic reviews are ridiculous.
I haven't seen any fan reviews. The critic reviews that I've seen all say it's a great movie. It's just much darker and much more of a crime drama than the previous. Not as lighthearted, not as much action.
Right?
It's 3 hours long.
Okay.
But no, I didn't read that any of the critics thought that it was too long. It's just, it's long. It's an epic film, is what they said.
Okay.
But almost a quarter of $1 billion. New poll, Ben Affleck, the best Batman.
According to who?
This is on Reddit. Michael Keaton came in number two. Kevin Conroy, the voice actor.
Wow.
He was on the Batman animated series that's been on for a long time. Adam West came in dead last, believe it or not.
Oh, that's sad.
Christian Bale, second to last.
Interesting.
Breathe it in. That's fear. You're not brave. Men are brave.
That's Ben Affleck.
Oh, that was Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
So okay.
He's number one.
I don't think I saw the Ben Affleck ones.
He's in a couple of them. He's in Justice League. He's got Superman versus Batman.
I think that's why, because they weren't just, he never just played in a straight Batman movie.
No, so this movie that just came out was supposed to be him, and I don't know if they fired him, but they decided not to work with him halfway through. Listen to this. You ready for me to really blow your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Another trailer added to the, if you go see the Batman movie,
for
DC League of Super Pets. It's about, and I knew Superman had a dog in the comic books.
Yeah.
I remember that growing up. I didn't know Batman had a dog, but apparently he does. And The Flash has a dog. Keanu Reeves, you know, from The Matrix.
Really?
He's going to play Batman in the or voice Batman. This one's coming out
animated,
in May.
Then?
Yeah, you want to hear a little bit of that?
Yeah.
So, you are a dog. I am the Batman.
Man, I would never have guessed that was Keanu Reeves, but I can hear it.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
And just to make things totally confusing, Michael Keaton will be back in the Flash movie as Batman later on this year.
I think this is why DC has a hard time pushing through, and Marvel is just easier to understand. It's all the same people. They're all in the same universe.
I think they got
just
a guy.
Is what it is.
I think they got a guy playing Batman. There's a show on CW. I've never seen it, but it's about Batwoman. And I think Batman makes a cameo in that, too. They must have some other actor playing that one.
Wait, is Batwoman different than Catwoman?
Batwoman's different than Catwoman and different than Batgirl. I'm just...
This is why DC does not make sense. I do love the Batman movies. I really do. But there's so many, I can't keep up with them. And they're all supposed to be here and now and relevant, but in different universes? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, the Marvel movies are like that. There's different universe. There's like three different Spider-Mans right now, too, isn't there?
Just bring on the Thor.
You're not even interested in Thor.
There's only one Thor.
You just want a sex tape from Chris Hemsworth. Let's be honest. You don't care about the storyline with Thor. You're completely full of it.
Just let me play with his hammer.
All right. Have you seen some of the pictures of gas stations out on the West Coast?
No.
Sometimes I wonder if it's made up or not. I saw one, I think, for $5.69, and that seems like it's probably real. Someone else posted one. And I sent it to you, and I'm scratching my head. And the fact that I think it even could be real goes to show you where we're at right now. It was $9, I think.
For regular gas?
It can't be real, right? But still, you know, $5.69 is pretty high.
I guess if it was a private gas station, like a single-owned gas station. But that seems outrageous. Why would you go there? That's outrageous.
I mean, unless it's right by the airport, maybe they can get away with something like that. But
maybe. I know the ones that are close to the rental car places always gouge the price.
Oh, yeah, because you're going
to
fill it up before.
You have to fill it up right there. But that's, $9 is crazy.
And then there's the people that tell you they drive. Oh, I go over to, wherever. It's like, well, if you're driving 45 minutes out of your way, doesn't that defeat the purpose of saving 20 cents on the gas?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand it's expensive, but believe it or not, as far as I can tell here, we have not quite hit the all-time record as far as average price.
Which is crazy.
Because there are states out, you know, like Idaho, places like that, where it's still like $3.20.
Right.
Not that that's
so
cheap.
So they're messing up the average here. Yeah.
I do remember there still being 99-cent gas if you did off-brand gas.
Yeah.
When I was a kid and I first started driving or paying attention to the gas prices.
When I first started driving, I remember $5. I could put $5 in and it would get me to and from school the whole week. And I would make my friends give me $1 and I'd drive them all to school, and that was what it was.
I got a friend that posts about this stuff. You know, he's an expert on economic
he's
theory.
He's actually an expert, or he thinks he is?
No, just like he was an expert on COVID a couple of weeks ago. But he does make a good point, which is that the prices have been, they're gouging us now more than likely because they can, because it's not regulated. Mm-hmm. But they were probably also keeping the prices lower than they really should have been as well. So we get used to paying less, because with inflation, you would think it was $1 for gas in 1979, and then it was still $1 in 1999. And then we were only at, $2, $2.50 a year or so ago?
Yeah,
so, I mean, all of this is all games, don't you think?
Probably. And I think when there's not a regulation on it, you can do whatever you want. You can charge $9 if you really want to. It doesn't mean anyone's going to
But there'd be
come,
a whole other set of problems if there's a regulation, you know? So
of course.
You should put me in charge of this. I would have everybody... I'd be very fair about it all.
Hey, as long as someone is still pumping my gas and I don't have to get out of the car, we'll figure it out.
Well, that's a whole other set of problems. There's like the shortages, you know, because there's not a shortage of gas. That's,
right.
Everything I read, that's not the problem.
Right.
People keep saying, well, it's because there's no pipeline. It's because of Russia. That's not the case.
Right.
This is just because people are scared about what's going on with both of those things.
Which is understandable.
Or they're not. They're just using it.
Make a buck.
I have to double the price just because I'm a little nervous.
Right.
Comes to shortages. I got a listener email here from a guy named Brian, Tom's River. He says, morning, guys. Longtime listener. I've heard other people write in. I thought I would send this in. You guys will probably have fun with it. I'm married for 10 years now, and I do 90% of the food shopping. He goes, isn't that weird?
Well,
that's not very woke of you there, buddy. There's nothing wrong with the hubby doing the food shopping.
I don't know if that's weird, but
maybe traditionally women tend to be the purchasers, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
He goes, anyway, I'm not complaining, but it gets a little stressful when I forget to bring something from my wife's list. I heard Rochelle talk about how she gets things, supplemented. I guess she's talking about what we mentioned when you
delivered.
Do the curbside to go.
Yes.
They'll you ask for eggs and they give Pampers instead and say, we switched it out for this. What?
Yes.
Anyway, he said, my wife gets mad when I forget something like coffee or if they don't have it. So I'll just tell her that there must be because of shortages now.
he just blames it on the shortages.
Yeah, and she tends to believe me because now it's all over the news as everybody is talking about. Mm. I'm just trying to paraphrase here. So do you think this is the greatest excuse ever, or am I just a bad person? It's just that I forgot. I'm not trying to deprive her of anything, he says.
Both.
Let's listen to Brian. Yeah.
You're a bad person and...
Yeah, but you know what? If she berates him because he can't find what she wants, sure. She is being a little bit of a diva, don't
but
you
But I also know, as the person who does do the grocery shopping, at least in our house, that it is frustrating with or without a list when you forget something. Last weekend, I forgot something in the grocery store and I was so frustrated that I forgot it because I actually happened to see something that I hadn't seen in stock and I got so excited I forgot everything else.
Oh, I see.
So I get, you know, he's probably frustrated at himself that he forgot, too.
Yeah, but like if she asks him for, I don't know, some sort of face wash and he forgets to buy it, and she goes, you know, what a jerk. I can't believe you had one job. Like, that's not necessary
either. Or is he being dramatic and she doesn't actually berate him? It's more just, you know, oh, okay, well,
my guess is he's a little whipped and he's taking out the aggression here. Because he wouldn't dare open his mouth at home. That's my guess.
Yeah. I guess I will say it is a smart excuse, I guess. But also, no, don't do that.
And chances are they didn't have it anyway.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So
that
maybe
could
you're
be
not
a
lying at all. Maybe you're not lying at all. We were talking a little bit about Batman. Huge opening over the weekend. Number one movie in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I was just thinking about? I mentioned how when I was still in school, the original Michael Keaton movie came out.
Yeah.
That was the first big Batman movie. And we had a guy dressed up as Batman on a party I had for me and my buddies.
You did?
My parents hired a guy.
Really?
To play Batman.
Oh.
And this is pretty exciting. He shows up, but then a little bit of time goes by. Hi, kids, you want to play a game? We realize it's the dad of one of the kids here.
Oh, lame.
Yeah.
Lame.
I don't know if he went out and rented this bat. The suit was legit. Somewhere I've got a picture of this. I mean, it looked like that rubber suit,
yeah,
the Michael Keaton
era,
you know, black and yellow or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just someone's dad. And you know who figured out who it was? I've talked about him before. Yeah, Frankie went, yeah, that's Howie's dad. What the f*** is this? That's not Batman. You're a f***ing fraud.
That's... Did that ruin your birthday party?
Hey, Robbie's mom, where's the f***ing cake? I'm hungry over here.
He did not swear like that at your parents.
I mean, that's not much of an exaggeration.
Really?
I will also, you want me to double whammy here?
Sure.
That was probably the first and last time I ever wore full-on face makeup.
Were you dressed up like Batman?
I did the Joker.
Oh, okay.
I am a lifelong fan of Jersey's own Jack Nicholson,
yes,
and I just thought
he
was fantastic as the Joker, so I did Joker makeup for that party. It was a Batman-themed party. Everybody came, you know, dressed up like, you know, I think Frankie was Robin.
Robin?
Who the f*** wanted me to be Robin?
Do you wear tights?
What am I, a f***?
You know? Stop it. He did not say that. That's awful.
Oh, that's what he said.
That's awful.
I have to go. Next time we go visit my mom and dad.
I don't know if I want to see that. I
got to go
see Frankie in tights, you know.
I got to go find some pictures of that.
Yeah.
Well, you've been talking to my mom, right?
A little bit, yeah.
I think I mentioned before, I get nervous because when I see Rochelle, she gets very serious and she's texting and the two thumbs are just going.
Uh-huh.
Like, is everything okay? What are you doing? I'm texting your mom. Like, you're texting my mom.
I am.
Why?
I was sucking up a little bit.
You're sucking up to her.
Sometimes you got to do that with mother-in-laws, you know?
I guess you should take
a note from my book here and suck up to your mother-in-law. She would love it, but...
I don't think I have your mother's number.
Your mom is just...
I talk to your mom's boyfriend.
You do, and that's great because I don't really talk to him, so that's...
But I've never texted with your mom ever.
No, she would love it.
We Facebook messaged once, but that's about it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I made pesto, and it was her recipe, and so I sent her a picture, and yes, I was sucking up a little bit because... It's not that we have a bad relationship. I think I just have a normal daughter-in-law.
No relationship.
Yeah, like
she doesn't reach out to me very often either, let me tell you.
I know, so I was just, you know, creating an olive branch and saying hello. Because I also went back in my text and I hadn't texted her since October. So I was like, I probably should say hi.
I mean, I guess it's nice to say hi, but when it comes to sucking up, you should be ashamed of yourself.
You got to do what you got to do.
You're better than this.
I know Easter's coming up and we're going to have to go there. And so I'm just trying
I'm here to tell you, we have not been invited to anything. So I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay. Well.
#mom. Speaking of mom, these are mom. Confessions. You send them in to us every morning. We share them 720 and 920. Use that hashtag on any of our Facebook, Instagram, all that business.
Jenny Williams said, I was having trouble with my work computer, so I called my IT guy, and he was like, you really need to stop calling me while I'm at work, Mom.
Well, there you go.
Lysol is my jam, said 50% of parenting is trying to decide that if the noise is worth walking up all those stairs. And Amanda Bypass said, there's no such thing as monsters, I tell my kids as I turn out the lights and run the f*** down the hall.
I'll tell you what, there's no such thing as Batman, because you're Howie's dad. Get out of here. Hashtag mom.
God, gosh.
Every morning, 720 and 920. Stay in touch with us anytime. Robbie and Rochelle on all the socials, wherever you get your podcast. We would love to connect. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories we thought you needed to know to be in the know from number five to number one. We'll count down today. What do you say?
Okay.
Number five, there is a show. Now, I have not seen this, called Inventing Anna.
Yes.
You saw the show and you've been talking about it.
Yes.
I guess the lead character pretends to be fancy and speaks in this weird accent to show how
very strange.
How bourgeoisie she is. Is that the deal?
Kind of. She's kind of swindling people, pretending to be a socialite.
This is not the Tinder Swindler.
No.
This is a different show.
Right. But it's a very strange accent. I don't know exactly what it is.
And this is a show. It's not a reality thing, right?
Well, it's based off of a true story, but it is a dramatized version of it. Yes. It's not a documentary, but it's supposed to be.
You haven't seen it. Here's a little clip.
2 days after watching Inventing Anna. You are so basic. 3 days after watching Inventing Anna, I sent you a wire transfer.
Okay, I see. That's not the show. That's a girl watching the show
and
talking like the girl in the show. Is that the deal?
Here's the thing. The accent is so strange that you kind of hear yourself trying to talk like it because you can't. I can't explain to you what accent.
Well, that
it
happens.
Is.
Like we watch the British shows,
right.
And you do find yourself. Oh, good morning.
You do, and this is one that you just kind of you just pick it up, and you don't even mean to, and it just comes out. But the Anna is the same thing. It's weird.
It's based on a true story. So there's
yes.
a girl who spoke in a funny accent, just pretended she was rich.
Yes,
and people just went along with this.
Yeah, she pretended like she had family in the Hamptons and was just a socialite. And
you remember 30 years ago, where if you acted like this, you ended up being ostracized and probably jailed. Like, what is happening to us that this
know.
Is something people do?
It's very weird.
Hey, guess what? We're going to Florida because it's always Florida.
Florida.
There's a guy gets pulled over for speeding down there, and he says to the, well, just take a listen.
Yeah, there was no reason for that at all. I would put people's lives into safety.
I just found out that Putin has just said he's going to launch nuclear thermal war against the world. And I was trying to get back to my house.
To see what's happening there? That's the body camera with the police officer who's going, why were you going that fast, sir? I just heard on the radio Putin's going to blow us all up.
Hey,
nice try, buddy.
He's got to give it to him for creativity. Come on.
Nice try.
That was pretty good.
Just flip over to the old classic rock station. And stop trying to get out of speeding tickets. Number three, speaking of that horrible situation over there, this is if this doesn't fill you up a little bit, you got no soul, okay? Ukrainian UFC fighter Marina Moroz. I think I'm saying that right. Marina Moroz.
Okay.
She won a fight over the weekend, and this video has gone viral now. She breaks down crying, talking about what it means to her and her family that she's able to get out there and do what she does.
Aww.
If you know, my country have war right now, and my family in Ukraine, I have heart weak, I worry, I cry, because my family...
It's pretty cool. The crowd just starts cheering louder and louder the more she talks about her family. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Also, she could kick your ass, so you better, you know, applaud for her.
Yeah. Also, I'm looking at a picture of her. She doesn't have that cauliflower ear going, so at least...
She's got that going.
At least she's got that going for her. That's not so bad.
She wore her headgear.
All joking aside, if you would like to make a donation to the Red Cross, we have a link set up, so it's real easy. All you got to do is go to 1071theboss.com, and there's a secure link, and you can make a donation. They got humanitarian aid going on right on the ground in Ukraine already. So this isn't one of those things where you donate, and then they send it to somebody who sends it. They're there.
Right.
So if you want to help the Red Cross, real easy to do. We put that up at 1071theboss.com. All right, number two, NBC is doing a Survivor knockoff. We were talking about how bad SNL was this week. How NBC's moving their programming.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of desperate. It's called Million Dollar Island. 100 contestants compete for $1 million during a 50-day stay on a deserted island. No word on when it will air. Is that not exactly the same as Survivor?
Trap spoken.
I think so, yeah. That sounded like Survivor.
Sounds like the plot of Survivor, does it not?
But are they going to give them the... They're not giving them any resources.
This says they're competing for the $1 million by staying on the desert island. The only difference here is that I guess it's a longer stay than the people who do Survivor.
Okay.
And hopefully they don't have that naked guy running around like Survivor, but...
No clothes, but naked, naked.
There'll be somebody who's naked. There always is.
But man, there's just no new ideas, huh?
Yeah.
I got an idea for a show. It's about four friends. They live in an apartment building. They like to go to a diner. It's a show about nothing.
But naked.
All right. And number one, there's a clip here of some doctors talking about at-home hiccup remedies.
Hmm.
And there's actually some science backing them up. One of them is holding your breath, drinking water while holding your breath, sucking on a lemon.
Really?
And thinking about cows. They say it's similar to counting sheep. I don't know if you've ever tried that, but I do find that the counting sheep is somewhat effective to try and fall asleep.
Wait, so they're saying if you have hiccups to think about cows.
Well, they say it doesn't necessarily have to be cows, but something to that effect. Like if you want to think about different cars, different color cars, different brands of car, if you want to think about dogs.
So you're distracting yourself. That's all you're doing is you're distracting yourself.
Well, this is what you do. You get hiccups all the time.
I do.
You like to do math problems in your head to try and distract
yourself. That's because it takes so much brain power for me to do 3 plus 7 that it like just takes the hiccups away.
You know what you should do? Try and do your TurboTax on your head. See if you can figure that out. Well, I got to take this deduction and then I'm filing separately on this.
It's too much.
Tuesday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Kat Von D, that's a tattoo artist, right? She's 40 today. James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
Want to take a guess how old he is now?
I know, he's got like 12 kids, probably 49?
45 years old. From teen idol to 45 years old. Yeah. Freddie Prinze Jr., same deal with him. He's 46.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the guy that sang that song, Cars, Doo-Dude?
Yes.
Gary Newman, he's 64 today. The last monkey, Mickey Dolenz, 77.
Are you saying I was a monkey?
And today, International Women's Day.
Yes.
What are we doing to celebrate International Women's Day?
You're cooking me dinner.
That seems like a punishment.
For you.
Yeah. No, it's not a punishment for me. I'll be happy to boil some pasta for
you. Well, no, you won't actually cook and you'll just end up taking me out, so.
I just throw some toast in the...
Toaster?
Yeah, see what I mean? I couldn't even think of what to use.
Well, great frittata.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
I'm talking a lot about movies today. Last week we were mentioning how Rochelle sometimes unwittingly speaks in movie quotes.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, is there a big-time movie that you have never seen? The first one I think comes to mind is probably Star Wars.
You've never seen Star Wars?
No, I have, but that's probably the biggest movie I can think of that... Occasionally, you'll hear somebody say, I've never seen it.
Yeah. I'm sure there are people who have never seen it.
It's kind of funny that, you know, there's a movie so big and you can't escape it.
Right.
But if you haven't seen it, you're probably very much out of the loop. I mean, maybe you've heard of the little android and Yoda, but if you've never seen it, you really don't know what it's all about. The Godfather comes to mind.
This makes me a really bad Italian wife.
Well, you saw Godfather 3, did you not?
No.
We watched a bit of that together.
We watched about 20 minutes of Godfather 1, of the first one.
Okay.
That's all I've ever seen of any of them. I've never seen The Godfather.
Well, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
I've never been able to get through more than the first 40 minutes of E.T.
Really?
I found that to be very boring.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to about the Reese's Pieces and then I was out.
I've never seen Scarface.
Yeah. I mean,
I've never seen The Graduate.
I don't know if I've seen The Graduate.
I didn't see Die Hard until last year.
Well, that's just ridiculous. You got to see all of those. I mean, Godfather is important. Die Hard might be even better.
Yeah.
That's so much fun. You saw the first one now. That's right. We watched
that
together.
That's the only one that I've seen. There's a lot of movies that are like Forrest Gump. You've never seen that, have you?
No, I saw Forrest Gump.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
No.
No.
You didn't like Forrest Gump?
I thought he was irritating. I didn't like him.
Oh, really?
He needed to get over Jenny faster.
Wow.
Didn't like it.
There are a lot of comedy movies that were popular that you had not seen until recently.
Yeah, well,
you
have seen every movie that's come out in the last 20 years.
I have.
And,
that's true.
And you saw every one of the kid movies that came out in the 90s, like every Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's unreasonable to expect that I've seen every one of these movies.
I'm not saying...
What was the one you mentioned the other day, Baby's Day Out? I looked it up. I mean, it was... a fairly obscure movie. There's nobody famous in it. Angels in the Outfield. I mean, you mentioned...
You've seen Angels in the Outfield.
I happen to have seen that one. I've never seen Richie Rich from with Macaulay Culkin. You mention that one all the time.
Not all the time.
Yeah, you mention it all the time.
Okay, whatever. Have you ever seen Avatar? I don't think you've ever...
No.
You've never seen Titanic, which is crazy. No. That's crazy to
me. Both of those on purpose. I have no interest in either one of them. Not interested even a little bit.
All right. Well, I wish we hadn't watched Fast 9. That was terrible.
That was pretty bad.
Was that the
first Fast and Furious movie you've ever seen?
No, I saw the first one a long time ago. And then I started watching the second one and realized it was the exact same thing as the first. And I stopped watching it because you don't need 9 of the same movies.
I was on a trip and happened to be in L.A. When the first one came out. And a buddy of mine worked at the radio station out there and got me into a press thing. So I get to see a bunch of the race cars from the first one close up.
That's cool. Yeah,
so I've been a fan ever since, but boy, Fast 9 was horrible.
It was not good.
Wouldn't recommend that one. So is there a big time movie you've never seen? And Fast and Furious, there's like 15 of them.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a pretty good one if you've never seen any of those. Is there a big movie? You've never seen it. People quote it. People talk about it, reference it. You have no idea. 774-4444, 774-4444, that's 732. Call us, text us at that number, get us on Facebook. We'll have some of those coming up. It should be fun. It's He Said.
She Said.